Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Thanks for hanging out with me. John Wachter is our guest. John's a new friend. He is the co-author of a brand new book called Conquering the Seven Summits of Sales, but he's also managing director and partner at Delafield Hambrick, which is an investment firm in Seattle. He spent his career in sales and management. One thing that he doesn't know that we have in common is we both worked for Xerox at one point in time. John, welcome to the show.
Hey, Jim. Thanks for having me. I didn't know you were with Xerox.
I'm a fellow Xeroid, just like you, and I was there from 76 to 82.
Okay. Well, I came in just after you. About 85 to 88, 89.
Yeah. So some of the best people worked at Xerox in those days.
Well, Xerox was great, and you know, it's interesting that you lead with that because it was a bit of a genesis for writing the book, because a lot of companies don't have the great training programs anymore.
Unbelievable.
That Xerox made famous, right?
The every day of my career, my long career since, I benefited from my Xerox training.
No, same.
And as you know, in the 70s, in the mid 70s, it was the original stuff. Yeah. And that's as pure as it gets. Anyway, okay, so we've got a lot of sales background here, folks, and that's what the book's all about. But one of the things I want to point out, folks, is the co-authors Susan and John both climbed the seven summits, the tallest summit in every continent on the planet. Including Everest, including McKinley, including, all the others. And they did that. Why? So I know that you did it, John, and I know what you were feeling, but what were you thinking?
Well, first of all, climbing the seven summits, climbing for both Sue and I is a hobby. It's what we've enjoyed doing kind of on the side, outside of business and life. Climbing the seven summits became a goal after meeting the great Dick Bass, who was the first one to climb the seven summits. So basically, we took our vacation every single year for took 8 years for me was to climb one of those summits.
But John, it takes more than a week vacation to climb Everest. That's a year project almost, isn't it?
Well, it's certainly years and
I don't mean on the mountain, but I mean prepping.
Yeah, well, you're about 2.5 months on the mountain on Mount Everest.
Yeah.
So it is quite a commitment, and hence the book, really using the climbing metaphors to equate to business practices.
Right.
And lessons.
So this is something that you did on your own. It's sort of another outlet of the animal spirits that you kind of have to have if you're going to be a professional salesperson, right?
That's right. They're very analogous, really.
So what would you say is the most fundamental thing about sales that compares to the most fundamental thing about climbing?
If I had to say the most, I would say preparation. Much like Xerox sales training or any form of sales training that one can get, including the book, it's preparing to get the job done, knowing what it's going to take. Mm-hmm. In the mountains, if you don't prepare properly, you literally put your life and other people's lives at risk. And in sales and business and life, if you don't prepare, you have little chance of success.
And when you say prepare, obviously climbing a mountain, you got to get physical condition.
Yep.
You got to get it. You got to get your gear right. You got to have the right people that you can trust and everything. In sales, tell us when you say prepare in sales, tell us what you think that means.
Yeah. Well, throughout the book, we use a lot of climbing metaphors. As you say, it's pretty clear what one needs to do to get ready for the mountains, and a little less clear sometimes in what it takes to get prepared in sales and in business. But this book, and you'll appreciate this, Jim, it goes a bit back to basics. What we're saying in this book is this isn't going to be a new book that has some pixie stardust, a new way of doing things that's going to make it all easy, right? A basic thesis is climbing's not easy, and being successful in your business and as a salesperson specifically is not easy. So the preparation goes back to the basics. You need to really learn your company, your products, your services, the competitive landscape, your competitors, and then ultimately you need to really understand your customer. It gets back into the good old-fashioned days of understanding their situations and problems.
Well, one of the things that you talk about in the book, and this is part of the preparation, is you got to be committed. You got to commit.
Yep.
And so when you hear somebody say, so what are you doing these days? You know, a young person, and they say, I'm going to try sales.
Yeah.
That's not a commitment statement, is it?
Yeah, they say that if you don't know where you're going, you're not going to get there.
And your road will take you there. That's right.
Yeah, right. Whatever that one is. Yeah, I'm going to try sales. No, I'm going to be the top sales person in my company. Something specific. You know, it does. Chapter one starts with committing to the vision, committing to your goals, and writing those goals down, and knowing exactly what you're going to do. And then what we talk about is, back to the metaphor, is imagine yourself accomplishing those goals, standing on top, summiting a mountain. Mm-hmm. Now let's work backwards and determine what it's going to take to get there. And that's part of the preparation.
Isn't that first summit a big deal? I mean, I've climbed smaller mountains, but not anything like what you guys did. But I have climbed other mountains. I've climbed business mountains, including starting a company from nothing, and building it into a success. But my point is, isn't that first one where you actually, you planned, you committed, you sacrificed, you hurt, you bled, and you pulled it off? Getting that first one behind you is huge, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is, and it's satisfying and gratifying. I think that first summit, we learn a lot. One of the first seven summits I did was Mount Elbrus in the Republic of Georgia, down by the Black Sea, highest peak in Europe. And what I learned on that summit, of course, I had summited other mountains, smaller ones as you mentioned. But what I learned when I got on top, I was exhausted. I had very little energy left. And what I learned on that summit was, it's a round trip. And in business, you learn that too. You're starting your company.
You got to go back too. You got to retrace your steps.
Yeah, maybe you're doing really well on the top line, but you don't understand why you're not making any money.
But the main thing, I got to take a quick break here. The main thing I want to point out, though, folks, is that once you make that first summit, the next one is just a little bit higher, won't seem so high. 20 after, right back with John Wachter after these messages. The book is called Conquering the Seven Summits of Sales.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.